Happy Friday. This is Pat, and I'm reading from the Clinton Journal for Friday, December the 12th. Clinton handles the first winter snowstorm. Gordon Woods reporting. City Commissioner Ken Buchanan reported on the condition of streets following the first snow of the season in late November. His report came during the December 2nd City Council meeting. "Of course, we had our first snow," Buchanan said. "The guys really put in a lot of hours. They worked all weekend." Buchanan said the street crew received a number of compliments from the residents from their work during the storm. "To me, our snow routes look better than the state highways," Buchanan said. He said leaf pickup would be on hold until the snow was cleared. "It's a good chance the vax won't get back out this year," Buchanan said. Brush pickup also is now suspended for the winter until it resumes in March. If a major winter weather event brings down tree branches in the meantime, the city would be out to clear brush in those cases. "If you want to put leaves in bags, we'll still pick up the bags," Buchanan said. He also reminded residents to move their vehicles from the city's emergency snow routes following forecasts of snow of 2 inches or more of accumulating snow. "It makes it so much easier for the guys to clean up," he said. "We don't want anybody getting hurt." Buchanan also reported some of the new city Christmas lights were damaged during high wind. "There was an issue, I guess, with some of the brackets," Buchanan said. The supplier, are going to replace those. In other business, Commissioner John Wise reported city workers spent the previous Saturday repairing a broken water main. "The winter brings its own kind of adventures," Wise said. "It's cold, it's nasty." He said the vac used to remove debris for those jobs can't be used during the winter, so repairs are more difficult. "So if people see that they're out working, it's just going to take a little longer," Wise said. "They will do a great job. It doesn't matter what department." The city placed on file for the December 16th meeting the following action items: R&R Services of Illinois for 2025 wood waste recycling project for $19,800. BSNA Software, LLC, software and services contract for $138,920. An ordinance adopting an international property maintenance code. Fire destroys Evergreen FS warehouse on Monday. Wapella. Fire destroyed an Evergreen FS warehouse located on North Chestnut Street, Wapella, on Monday. Wapella Fire Department responded just after 11 a.m. on Monday, reported by multiple area fire departments to the Wapella Evergreen FS facility. The facility is also adjacent to Route 51. Clinton Fire Department also responded with a tanker, and subsequently 8 tankers were needed to fight the fire, according to an area television station. The station also reported Wapella Deputy Fire Chief Nelson Thorpe said the fire was spotted by a conservation officer and that the building contained seed corn, equipment, and some tires. Smoke from the blaze could be seen at least as far as Clinton, around 5 miles. There were no injuries reported, and the fire is under investigation. McElroy Medal receives 9 awards of excellence. From Bossier City, Louisiana, McElroy Medal announced this week the company has earned 9 Brandon Hall Group HCM Excellence Award for 2025, recognizing the company's commitment to creating meaningful, modern, and supportive training experiences for employee owners across all locations. The Brandon Hall Excellence Awards are among the most respected recognitions in the learning and development industry. Winners are selected based on program design, innovation, measurable impact, and alignment with long-term business goals. Receiving 9 awards in one year is a milestone that reflects the hard work, collaboration, and passion poured into improving how we train, onboard, and support our people. Teresa Taylor, Operations Regional Manager at McElroy Metal, shared her reaction to the news. "Seeing our team recognized this way is incredibly rewarding. We set out to build training that makes employees feel confident and supported, not overwhelmed. To me, learning should feel like someone walking alongside you, not talking at you." She added, "We listened closely to what our employees' owners needed, and we created programs that meet people where they are, whether it's a new hire walking in on their first day or a longtime employee learning a new skill. Our goal is always the same: make the experience feel clear, practical, and encouraging." McElroy Metal received 7 gold and 2 silver awards in the following categories. A gold, Best Learning Program Supporting a Change Transformation. A gold, in Best Learning Technology Implementation. A gold, for Best New Hire Onboarding Program. And a gold for Best Use of Games or Simulations for Learning. A gold for Best Learning in the Flow of Work. Gold for Best Custom Content. And a gold for Best Competencies and Skill Development. A silver, Best Unique or Innovating Learning Program. Silver, a Best Learning Strategy. Each of these awards represents a key part of McElroy Metal's training evolution, including stronger onboarding, clearer role expectations, interactive learning tools, and programs designed to help people succeed while growing the company's culture. The learning structure is built to support real-world work, making training feel helpful rather than disruptive. Teresa emphasized the heart behind the effort. "Our people deserve tools that help them feel prepared and valued. These awards aren't just a win for the training team. They're a win for everyone who shows up every day and takes pride in the work they do." The award-winning programs were developed in collaborations with Alan Kamm, whose expertise helped bring McElroy Metal's training vision to life through custom content, interactive modules, and scalable learning solution. McElroy Metal is a national manufacturer of metal roofing, siding, and components, serving commercial, residential, and industrial markets. And now a column from the Mac Desk by Billy McMacken, who is the owner of Normalite Newspaper Group, which includes the Clinton Journal. Shop small, shop local, and shop like it matters. There's a certain rhythm to small-town holiday shopping. It doesn't sound like the click of a computer mouse or a wish of the Amazon delivery van flying down the block. Instead, it sounds like a bell over the shop door, a scrape of a snow shovel outside the hardware store, and the words, "Hey there, how's the family?" I know the lure of online bargain. We've all done it. Clicked, carted, saved a few bucks, and waited for the brown box of mystery to arrive on the porch. And sure, sometimes that makes sense. But here's the thing. Holiday shopping isn't just about saving money. It's about choosing where your money goes. When we buy from local retailers, we're paying a neighbor's rent, not a billionaire's yacht fund. We're helping a shop owner buy Christmas gifts for their kids. We're investing in the businesses that sponsor our teams, donate to our school raffles, and put ads in our newspaper instead of social media companies that never heard of Clinton, let alone DeWitt County. Online giants don't care who won the high school basketball game last night. They don't donate gift cards for the FFA fundraiser. They don't know your kids' names, but your local stores do. Walk into a hometown shop during December and look around. You'll see green and red ribbons, a handwritten sale sign that has been erased and rewritten 3 times, maybe some mismatched ornaments in the window. You'll probably hear laughter. You might even get a story along with your purchase. Try getting that from the "People Also Bought" section. And let's be honest, those local shops are trying. They're competing with free shipping, massive inventory, and prices that seem to defy math. All they ask, and it is a very minor request, is that we give them a chance. Check them out before you click. Step inside before you scroll. Ask about a product before you assume they don't carry it. And if they don't, they'll probably order it and thank you for asking. Shopping local won't solve every problem, but it keeps our towns alive, one purchase at a time. Every dollar that stays here works here. It helps our schools, our sidewalks, our storefronts, our sense of community. It pays for the lights on Main Street, not bonuses in Silicon Valley. This holiday season, let's not just shop for gift. Let's shop with a purpose. Let's shop like it matters. Because it does. And a column by Joe Mellon, Dear Clinton. Back home 2 years ago. I'm back, Clinton. I'm that poor old man on the north side throwing frisbees into the street and at disc golf baskets. I wrote an article back in September about my only visit to the Apple and Park Festival 50 years ago. I also came back home to Central Illinois after 34 years away, nearly 2 years ago. A series of events led to this migration, whose time had finally come. I had been living in Atlanta's northern suburbs since settling there to raise a family in 1995. After the boys were raised, an uncontested divorce, and a recent breakup with Merrill, all signs pointed to me moving back to the pride of the prairie. After driving up and arriving in Decatur on Valentine's Day 2024, I tried to find a place to live, but nothing worked. I had the same bad luck looking in Springfield, my birth city. While looking for a place to live, I enjoyed reacquainting myself with Central Illinois' climate, culture, and cuisine. It's nice to be back in the land of Monocle's Pizza and Casey's. I picked up a nice long windshield ice scraper broom before even leaving Georgia. Just like back in the day with Decatur's Nelson Park Golf Course. Nelson Park Disc Golf Course is a workout with all those hills to climb and throw over. Back then, I mainly played the course in Forsyth because it was relatively flat with fewer bunkers and hazards. I am much more familiar with the north side of Decatur. One day in mid-June of 2024, as I was getting ready to play disc golf in Forsyth, I overheard a father and son talking as they walked back to their car. They were going to see the Pixar movie Inside Out 2 that evening. I wanted to see that movie, so I asked the father which theater was showing it. He said the one in Clinton. After disc golf, I booked a room at the Y Motel and saw the movie at the Eagle Theater that night. Before the show, I had dinner at the busy Dairy Queen. It reminded me of the times in Decatur years ago. Families were having fun, and everyone was interacting peacefully with everyone else. You don't get much of that in the restaurants in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area, unless something like music bingo is going on. Patrons keep to themselves with very little eye contact. Watching, listening, and talking with the other people in the restaurant filled me with a warm feeling of belonging. I've been a resident of Clinton ever since. Eating dinner at DQ on my first night in Clinton reminded me of when Decatur was declared Blizzard Capital of the World. After 1985, its inaugural year, since we bought more blizzards per capita than any other town in the country. We had a very fancy billboard announcing that fact, and I was proud to be a big part of that. Does anyone remember that billboard? I think it was up around Pershing and Water. I searched online and couldn't find a picture of it, so maybe I dreamt the whole thing. LOL. John Mellon attended Clinton High School and recently returned to live after his retirement and many years away. If you have something to share you think might make a good topic for Joe, drop us a line at gordon.woods@theclintonjournal.com. Illinois winter disconnection rule in effect through March. From Chicago, the Illinois Commerce Commission is reminding customers that the state's winter weather rule is in effect from December the 1st through March 31st. The winter weather rule limits utilities from disconnecting eligible customers who use electric or gas as their primary source of home heating. Illinois winters are known for frigid temperatures and frequent snowfall. The winter weather rule protects customers who might otherwise struggle to stay warm during the coldest months of the year, said ICC Chairman Doug Scott. The winter weather rule protects residential customers from disconnections when temperatures are forecasted to be at or below 32 degrees. And on days preceding holidays and weekends when the forecast is expected to drop to freezing. Residential customers or master metered apartment buildings who use gas or electricity as the primary source of space heating equipment during the previous winter cannot be disconnected for non-payment unless the utility has offered the customer a deferred payment agreement, DPA, with maximum down payment of 10%, provided the customer with contact information for public and private aid agencies, the customer refused to enter a DPA, and all disconnection notices provisions have been met. To protect Illinoisans during dangerous cold, low-income heat Home Energy Assistance Program, LIHEAP, and Percentage of Income Payment Plan, PIP, participants, electric space heating customers and military personnel and veterans cannot be disconnected if they fall behind in their utility bills. The rule excludes disconnections related to theft, tampering, or safety. Households struggling to pay their utility bills are encouraged to apply for LIHEAP annually. Customers with past due balances should contact their utility to enroll in a deferred payment account agreement. Customers whose electric or gas service has already been disconnected should contact their utility directly to see if they qualify for reconnection at less than full amount owed. Ameren, Nicor, North Shore, Peoples Gas, Natural Gas customers, and ComEd Electric customers who qualify for LIHEAP or whose incomes are at or below 300% of the federal poverty level are eligible for a monthly discount on their bills through the state's low-income discount rates. Enrollment in the above programs is free of charge, and customers can access LIHEAP benefits regardless of immigration status. Contact the ICC's Consumer Service Division at 1-800-524-0795 for further guidance or to file a complaint against a utility. That number is 1-800-524-0795. The IDPH releases a statement about hepatitis B vaccine protocol, Springfield. The Illinois Department of Public Health this week released the following statement from Director Dr. Samuel Vohra in response to the actions of the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Since universal newborn vaccination began in 1991, hepatitis B infection among U.S. children dropped by 99%. Today, the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, voted to remove its long-standing recommendation that all newborns receive the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. For decades, the best available science has shown that administering the hepatitis B vaccine at birth is safe, effective, and critical in preventing chronic liver disease and liver cancer later in life. As a pediatrician and a parent, I am deeply concerned by this shift away from universal newborn vaccination, particularly in the absence of new scientific evidence to support such a change. In Illinois, we remain committed to science-based public health policy and have recently enshrined into law vaccine access and a state-level structure to provide evidence-based recommendations. The current guidance in Illinois remains unchanged. Earlier this fall, the IDPH adopted the CDC immunization schedules as revised on August 7, 2025, which continued to recommend hepatitis B vaccination for all newborns. The Illinois Immunization Advisory Committee will also convene on December 16th to review the latest ACIP recommendations. Thanks to Governor Pritzker's ongoing commitment to maintaining the highest standards of public health, Illinois has already enacted proactive measures, like the recent signed House Bill 767, to prevent barriers to access to this and other life-saving vaccines. IDPH will continue to rely on credible, transparent, science-based processes to protect the health and safety of Illinois families. Tips for holiday wellness. The holiday season is one of the most anticipated times of the year and one of the most demanding for maintaining your health. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, colder weather, irregular routines, nutritional changes can combine to weaken your immune system, making it easier to catch respiratory illnesses like colds, flu, or RSV. Add in stress, sleep disruption, and emotional strain, and the holiday can test even the healthiest among us. According to Dr. David Fairchild, Chief Medical Officer, Retail Health of CVS Health, the key to feeling your best during the holidays is preparation and self-awareness. That means taking preventive steps and knowing where to turn for care when you need it. Prep for healthy holiday season. Before the holidays, make sure your vaccinations are up to date, including flu, COVID-19, RSV, and pneumonia. Staying current on vaccine is an easy way to protect yourself and your loved ones. It is also important to remember the basics. Wash your hands frequently. Get plenty of rest. Prioritize healthy eating habits, which boost immunity and support digestion, according to the CDC. Minute Clinic, located inside select CVS pharmacy stores, offers convenient access to vaccination and wellness checks 7 days a week. If you do experience sick symptoms, licensed providers can help with treatment planning for common conditions. You can also connect with Minute Clinic virtual care available 24/7, including holidays, for sick care wherever you are. Take care of your emotional well-being. Holidays can also take a toll on emotional health, with the stressors caused by travel delays, financial pressures, and family expectations, it can be easy to feel overwhelmed. Simple steps can help ease these feelings. Getting outdoors, even briefly, can boost mental well-being. Fresh air, sunlight, or a brisk walk or jog can restore energy and lift your mood. Staying active is a great way to support emotional balance throughout the season. For those in colder climates, it's helpful to bundle up and take advantage of mild days or plan outdoor activities like hiking or skiing. If emotional challenges become difficult to manage, licensed therapists at Minute Clinic offer virtual counseling for ages 13 and up in most states and in person in select metro markets. Helping patients manage stress, anxiety, and other mental health challenges with professional support tailored to their needs. Plan ahead for peace of mind. Planning ahead can make a big difference, especially when celebrating away from home. Pack a small health kit with essentials like hand sanitizer, pain relievers, and a thermometer, along with any prescription medications. If you're traveling international, talk to a healthcare provider before your trip for advice on vaccines, medications, and preventive steps to help avoid complications abroad. For individuals managing chronic conditions or seeking a more comprehensive care plan, you can rely on MinuteClinic locations in select states that now offer adult primary care. These clinics offer expanded services, specialty referrals, and ongoing care from nurse practitioner and physician associates who serve as primary care providers with oversight from board-certified collaborating physicians. Finding balance this holiday season. Ultimately, staying healthy during the holidays isn't about perfection, it's about balance. Maintaining sleep routines, staying hydrated, eating nourishing foods, and setting realistic expectations can all support your well-being during this busy time. When you take simple preventive steps, you have a care plan in place. You're not just protecting your physical health, you're supporting your mental well-being too, said Dr. Fairchild. By addressing potential health concerns early, you can help prevent chronic conditions, reduce stress, and create more space for meaningful connections and lasting memories. Prevention is truly the foundation of holistic health. With MinuteClinic locations across the U.S. and virtual care available nationwide, quality, affordable care is always within reach. And now for some sports. CHS Maroons over Olympia Spartans, 74-50. Mark Rogers reporting. In Clinton on December the 2nd, the hometown Clinton Maroons face the ever-tough Olympia Spartans at home on Gene Vance Court. The initial tip-off went to the opposition and gave them the chance at first blood. However, this did not deter the Maroons, taking the first quarter on two-pointers and free throws. The Maroons were up 16-9 at this point. In the second quarter, the home team capitalized on free throws and a couple of three-point baskets and took a 39-23 lead into the locker room at halftime. Returning for the second half, the home team became lax on defense, letting the Spartans score enough points to close the point spread. Ultimately, in the fourth quarter, the Maroons controlled to chisel out a 74-50 win. The Maroons were led by Keaton Graves with 27 points, including 3 3-point buckets, followed by Jaden Bell with 17 points with 1 3-pointer, and Keegan Doherty with 14 points, including a 3-pointer. The Maroons shot around 79% from the free throw line to Olympia's 29%. Olympia was led by Ben Tackett with 16 points, and Dylan Nowoski with 12 points. The Maroons move to 4-0, while the Spartans drop to 1-3. Lady Maroons over Lady Bombers, 62-31 at home, reported by Mark Rogers. On December the 4th, the Lady Maroons of Clinton High School played at home against the Lady Bombers of Argenta Orellana. The Lady Maroons entered the matchup with a 3-2 record overall, while the Lady Bombers were 1-5. The difference of the teams was obvious from the tip-off. Clinton took command of the game early, distancing themselves from the opposition 24-8 in the first quarter. The Lady Maroons had 6 players scoring in the first quarter, while the Lady Bombers just 3. In the second quarter, the opposition fought back, outscoring the home team by 4 points. Coming from the halftime break, the Lady Maroons were refocused on the game at hand and outscored the opposition 20-8, putting the home team in front 53-29. The fourth quarter was mostly defensive, with the Lady Maroons holding the Lady Bombers to 2 points while scoring 9. The final score had the Lady Maroons on top 62-31, bringing their record to 4-2 on the season. The Lady Bombers go to 1-6. The home team was led by Clara Dempsey with 25 points, including 5 3-point baskets, followed by Carly Anderson with 14 points. The Lady Maroons shot 86% from the charity stripe. The Lady Bombers were almost single-handedly led by Emmeline Roberts with 21 points. This issue included many Pictures from the Chamber of Commerce Christmas Parade held on a chilly Saturday. And on that note, I will leave you at this time and talk to you next week. Have a good week. Stay warm.